This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Howdy, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December the 29th, 2011, episode number 304. Good morning, horse world.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, good morning, everybody, and today we continue with our special recorded programming for you this holiday week. Jamie, Jennifer, and I will be back live next Monday, so tune in at 9 a.m. next Monday to, I think it's the 2nd that we'll be back. But today we have something special for you. A lot of you have come to love, some of you hate, but a lot of you love really bad ads. We actually have doubled the number of listeners every Friday than the other days of the week, thanks to really bad ads. And you know how this all started was way back in the beginning of the year, Jamie was looking for a horse, and she was reading the Craigslist ads trying to find a horse. And she kept bringing these ads in and reading them to us that were just absolutely horrible. They were trying to sell something, yet you would never guess it from the ad. Either there was misspellings or no description of the horses, just a bunch of different things. And she kept bringing them in. She was just in disbelief and kept bringing them in and reading them. So we finally decided, come April, to start a segment every Friday where people could submit their own really bad ads that they have found, and it became a thing ever after that. So every week on Friday at 10 a.m. for the last half hour of the week, we read really bad ads from Craigslist or any other place. It doesn't really matter, and it could be about horses or farm equipment or chickens or ducks or goats or geese. Whatever it is, it just has to be funny. So what I've done for you today with much effort is put together the winners of the really bad ads, as many as I could fit into an hour. So what you're going to hear for the next 45 minutes to an hour is all the winners just all through the Fridays that we've had on really bad ads. So we're just going to pile them all up for you. We hope you get a chuckle out of today. And tomorrow we're going to be back with another special recorded program for you, and then back live on Monday. But first, we must talk about our sponsors for this half hour, and one of them is the amazing website findajudge.com. This is a free resource to find people to work at your horse shows. If you put together little local horse shows or bigger regional shows, it doesn't matter. What you're going to find on findajudge.com is exactly that. You can go there to find people to work at your shows, whether it's judges or TDs or that kind of thing. You're going to find them at findajudge.com. If you want to work at more shows and you are a judge, this is the place to get listed. You want to make sure you're listed there so people can find you. All disciplines, all types of shows. And Find a Judge is the online directory of horse show staff. You're going to want to check it out today at findajudge.com. Keep it in mind for that time when you need staff for your horse show. No matter the size, you'll find it at findajudge.com. And also, another sponsor, of course, for this show is NupaFeed. And we're going to let you hear a little bit more about NupaFeed, and then we're coming back with the winners of really bad ads starting April the 1st, appropriately enough.
NupaFeed Superior Supplements, taking performance to the next level. Does your horse lack focus and willingness to work? Is he or she spooky or nervous when you show or travel poorly? NupaFeed Magnesium Supplement for Horses is your solution for superior calming and focus. NupaFeed products are of the highest grade produced by a human pharmaceutical company, Verle Farm in Germany. NupaFeed supplements are now available for dogs at NupaFeeddog.com. Find us online at NupaFeedUSA.com or by phone at 941-921-1764.
That's NupaFeedUSA.com. NupaFeedUSA.com, and their supplements come highly recommended by our own Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show. And now it's time for the winners of Really Bad Ads 2011. And I'm not sure I'm going to have all of them in here, whatever fits in an hour. So if you don't hear yours, I apologize, but we're going to get in as many as we can. Starting April 1st, 2011. Here we go.
Winner, and Jennifer or Jamie's going to announce that shortly, is
Dawn Bailey.
Dawn Bailey, you definitely get it this week. Woohoo! I want to see you get through this ad.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, Glenn. This should go on the best of Craigslist, like, of all time. I'm going to read it to you as she meant to write it in her head. Or his head. And then I'm going to read it to you the way they actually read it. Because you wouldn't understand it if I just read it to you the way it is. I need to translate it first. And I speak Craigslist. So it's no problem. Here's the actual ad. Hello, everyone. I have a sweet horse that I'm selling. He's a white Arab. He's around 9 years old. And he's about 16 hands. Yes, he is broke to ride. But he probably should have some experience. His feet have been trimmed, he's been clipped, he's wormed, and his teeth have been done. He is an easy keeper, and he loves attention, and he loads up in a horse trailer very easy. I'm asking $600 for him or trade. If you would like a picture, feel free to email me and ask me for pics of him. Does need an experienced rider. If you have more questions, feel free to call me at this number, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. How'd I do?
That translation was very
good.
That
was a good ad.
Craigslist. I can't imagine.
That was good. I buy that horse.
Yeah, that was terrific. I don't know what was wrong with that ad.
That was a great ad. Now I'm going to read it to you the way that they wrote it. And, I'll just go for it. Hey, wall, everyone. I have a sweet horse that I'm sailing. He is a white Arati. He is 9 years old. He stands about 15'4". Yes, he is borked to ride. You have to have a experience ride on he. He had his feet term and clip. He has been fee worm and his teeth too. He is an easy keeper. He loves the attention. He load up in a horse trailer easy. I am asked $600 for him. I will trade something too. If you want pick of horse, feel free to email me and ask for pics of him. Need an experienced rider. If you have more questions, feel free to call. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. I am here all week. Tip your waiters and wait staff.
Yeah, our winner of Dr. Rose's salve, which is like full of tea tree oil, all sorts of good stuff, is Karen Heiser. Karen Heiser sent us this. It's actually not even a horse for sale. The ad title is, let me see if I can do it right, Super Poop, Horse Manure Turbocharged for Your Garden, $5. We are running low on crap, and if you don't come out soon, we will be all out. $5 will give you one scoop from our Kubota 2230 loader. Our manure is peat moss and poop, all caps, from quality horses. Only from quality horses. Poop from quality horses, people. Call me. I am available weekend mornings. Wow.
So
you're selling crap for $5 a scoop. That's cheaper than ice cream these days.
And I love how he said $5 will get you one scoop from our Kubota 2230 loader. Well, I ain't buying it if it's coming from any John Deere loader, let me tell you.
Yeah,
it's gotta
only
be a Kubota,
Kubota
for me to
definitely.
Buy your crap. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and then it was only from quality horses.
We have
a horse ranking system for poop now that I don't know about? Is there a poop ranking system? Maybe there's a poop meter that we can just set the poop on and it tells us whether it's quality or not.
I'm sorry, this poop is not good enough for our peat moss mixture, $5 a scoop. It's got to go. Well,
and obviously he's running out, so there mustn't be. He said in the first line, we're running low on crap. So obviously he's running low on crap. There mustn't be a lot of quality horses where he lives because he's running low on crap. All right, you have the runner-up. Yay! This is the runner-up coming up.
Yeah, this is the runner-up. Now, Faye Windsor sent this in, our listener, and this is the longest Craigslist ad of all time. If you want details, this person put the details. Now, Glenn, how much of this do you actually want me to read? Because our show does end
at the first sentence and the highlighted sentence.
Okay. Here's Mr. Storm. He's a 7-year-old, almost gelding, stands right about 15 hand, weighs roughly 1,100 pounds. He's half quarter horse paint, half Arabian. He's built and moves like a quarter horse, temperament, face, stamina of the Arab. And then they proceed to tell you how he is when he's ridden. He's ridden regularly. He's trail horse. He crosses water, logs, brush, fine with dogs, kids, tents, fires, donkeys, llamas, tractors, bicycle, dirt bikes, four-wheelers. He'll lead, follow, walk by your side. He stops hard. He's rope swung off of them, blah, 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 blah. I mean, this is a long sentence. Storm does not bite, kick, rear, chew, weave, buck. It has bucked under saddle with me one time out of a spook incident, but he's not hyper and he's not spooky. Okay, he doesn't buck except for that one time, and he doesn't spook except for that other time. So on the bad side, all that was the good stuff about him, by the way. Here's the bad side. He conveniently forgets his training after he sits around. He becomes snorty and jumpy, grabs his ass or holds his breath, and pretty much makes
him. What the hell does grabs his ass mean?
I don't know. He pretty much makes an idiot of himself each and every spring. It takes a lot of lunging and several weeks of riding to get him to be a, in quotations, good horse again. When he's pulling his nervous, jumpy nonsense, he still doesn't buck, rear, bolt, or any of that nonsense, but he gives you the feeling that if you dared to fart a little too loud, he might have a heart attack on the spot. Are you kidding me?
I think that's the first time that's ever been used in a horse ad. If he dared to fart a little too loud, he may have a heart attack.
I'm sorry. This should be the winner. I love the next one, but this should be the winner. We might have to switch because this person goes on and on about all these great things, then tells you that basically he's unbroke and you can't fart really loud on him or he'll spook, but he doesn't spook. He's a give an inch, take a mile kind of horse. I love this horse, and I really don't want to sell him, blah, 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 blah. So,
all right, we'll do this. Faye Windsor, we're going to send you a signed Horses in the Morning hat, a Horse Radio Network hat, signed by the three of us here at the Horses in the Morning show. So, Jennifer, write that down so we remember to send Faye a hat. So we'll give Faye a hat for sure because that was pretty good.
Oh, my God.
First of all, Faye had to read this whole freaking ad to get to the fart part. So she had to, it took her a while to do this.
When you look through these, either you find a really long one and you're like, sweet, there's going to be something in there that's weird. Or you find a really short one that is so badly misspelled that you're like, sweet, this is going to be good. So really, you know, you read through the long ones because you will find things like this where if you dared to fart a little too loud, your horse might have a heart attack on the spot. That's fantastic. Way to go, Faye. I appreciate it.
Well, our winner is a short one, Katie Livinggood, who I believe called us on Monday, and she found this one from Portland, Oregon. It says, hi, if you or your horse lost a very large pile of horse poop, I found it. It's right where you lost it, in front of my house on the East Bank Esplanade. Feel free to come collect it at any time. I'm sure it will stay in the middle of the path until you get a chance to reclaim it.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. At least they have a sense of humor.
Okay, the winner, Aubrey Miller. You know, Aubrey, we're mad at you that you didn't come by and see us at Rolex. However, you did send us an ad, and this is great. It's short and sweet. It says, donkey for sale, $500. Only $500. Donkey for sale. 6-year-old strawberry roan only breeds mares. Wait a second. You're telling me your donkey won't breed other donkeys? It only breeds mares? Like it won't breed a Jenny? It's a racist donkey. They've got a racist donkey for sale, Glenn. Only breeds mares. And do they have a particular color? Is it just a racist thing?
I'm like third of red bear? Or...
Yeah, do they have a particular one? Anyway, Aubrey, you are the winner. 6-year-old Strawberry Roan only breeds mares. Don't breed it to a donkey. Just a mare. We only make mules.
You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. This is the winners of Really Bad Ads for 2011. We hope you enjoy, and don't forget you can find all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Back live on Monday.
And the winner is Kelly Utter. And Kelly actually sent us a trio of ads, which show us why she put a lot of work into this, so Kelly deserves this. It shows us why certain four-letter words are so very important in ads, because if you forget a word, especially the word with, it will change an ad. So every one of these, we're missing a with. Let me read the sentence that applies to I won't read the whole ad. Let me just read the sentences that are without the with, and then I'll read them with the with. Got that?
Got it.
This is without the with. Needs an experienced rider, but will ride kids with supervision. That again. Needs an experienced rider, but will ride kids with supervision. So probably a with would have been good in there. Next one. My dad, who is 80, riding my granddaughter, who is 2. My dad, who is 80, riding my granddaughter, who is 2. Another one that probably would have been very important to have a with in. And then the third one is, she is rideable and has rode beginners. The horse is rideable and has rode beginners. Again, that word with is ever so important when you're writing your Craigslist ads. You probably want to include it.
The winner is Emily Haas. She sent in 2. One that was just kind of talking about her Palomino mini horse. She's got a long, 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 thick mane that's down to his knees and a beautiful tail. We love him, but our other horses don't. How many horses have you seen that hate minis? My horse is terrified of minis, so I totally get that one. But the one that wins, because she sent in 2, Max. This is an Amish broke trail and driving horse. Max is an 8-year-old beautiful Belgian pink cross. He is built like a truck, stands approximately 16'5". How do people not get the measurement thing? It's not that hard. Barefoot with great hoof, he's been broke to ride and drive by the Amish with a refresher last summer for 4 months. Max loves kids and attention. Lots and lots of attention. If he doesn't get your attention with his sweet disposition and good looks, he will steal the rake or the hose out of the barn, run away, and hide it. He is truly a gentleman. Yesterday he was in the barn where he picked up a 50-pound bag of sweet feed and set it so my horse could easily eat it. Isn't he sweet?
Oh, my God, this horse is a terror.
This has got to be sarcasm, but it doesn't let you on that it's sarcasm, because she goes on to say he's a real people horse. He comes when he's called. He lets you pick his feet up, stands for the farrier, blah, 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 blah. We have too many horses. That's why we're selling him. Please give him a girl of his own and a good home. He even comes with a red, genuine Amish-made halter, unless he has taken it off again.
What I loved about this ad was it's funny, but it's sweet. Obviously, this lady can write, but if you read, you know, we always say you have to read between the lines with these ads. This is one bad Belgian pink cross. He is
into
everything.
He's a 17 one-hand nightmare is what he sounds like.
No, he's 16.5.
Oh, I'm sorry, 16.5, my bad. Yes, apparently 16.5 nightmare that will go in the grain bin, take that out, steal the rake or hose.
Okay.
I didn't get out of his
This is how big this horse is. She said he's built like a truck. Well, apparently his mouth can carry a 50-pound bag of sweet feed.
Yeah, Emily, that's fantastic. You are the lucky winner. The winner is... Biz Stam sending in her second one. You know, again, it's clueless but honest. And
I would like to, I'm going to send this woman a couple phone numbers afterwards of people who can help her. she's got a registered Arabian mare, $1,000. Approximately 12-year-old Arab mare. She is registered, but the papers are upstairs.
I love that.
Go really? Get them. Jeez. Approximately 12-year-old Arab mare. She is registered, but the papers are upstairs. She does great out on the trail. Very strong, smart horse. Could excel in dressage, I believe, but I'm not a dressage person. Her only downfall is I have a tough time finding a saddle that fits her nice. She does great with English or endurance and smaller westerns, but my butt is too big for smaller saddles. Honesty is awesome. When the saddle is not fitting right, it pushes the girth up.
Did she put a picture of her butt, by the way? Was there a picture of her butt? Did I miss that?
I don't know, but thank God they did not send us that picture.
It's called, it's in the head for, and she wins the Eco Gold Memory Foam Triple Connection Pad for worth $165, Jackie. So you're going to need to send Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com your address so we can get that out to you. Well, it's called, the title of this ad is Incredible Hulk. 34-foot horse trailer, Project Camper, $1,500. Keep in mind, it's $1,500. 34-foot partially enclosed horse trailer project. Let me read the whole thing, and then we'll tell you about the picture, and we're going to post that too. 34-foot partially enclosed horse trailer project. It has two axles and a heavy-duty jack. It was purchased as a project with the intentions of building a living quarters in the front half, and I don't have the time. Now, let me tell you what this is. Have you ever gone by a house in the country, very deep in the country of Kentucky, where you see derelict vehicles sitting around the fields? This is one of those horse trailers. It's probably about a 40-foot gooseneck that was probably made in 1950 and has been rusting in this guy's yard ever since then. So the entire thing from front to back is rust. There is a couple evidence of maybe a couple of wheels that might have axles, but you certainly aren't going to pull the trailer out with those. And the reason it says partially enclosed horse trailer project is there's no doors or windows anywhere on it. Half of it's open. And the really thing that we found funny about it, and you're going to get this when you look at the picture, is this, you have to listen to what he says. It was purchased as a project with the intentions of building a living quarters in the front half. Apparently, he didn't plan to do anything about the back half, which is falling off the trailer, where you haul the horse. There's no doors, there's no windows, the rust, the floor's probably gone. There may be axles, but the tires that are there, I guarantee, are flat. And
there's no tire there. It's not, and you would have to weed eat around the trailer to actually see the tires that are associated with it. There's some sort of Tupperware containers that are jammed in the inside of it. So who gets those? I don't know. But I guarantee if you wanted to find a roach in this whole contraption, it would be very easy to do.
Send the guy that knows the cockroaches over.
Yeah, send the entomologist over there and get yourself a cockroach. I do like the last trailer that we posted online. This is awesome. The fugly one, this is like 10 times worse than the fugly one. And Jamie Boardman, I posted, just looking at it makes me feel the need for a tetanus shot.
The winner is Jamie. Take it away.
The winner of this week's really bad ads and the electrolytes, Summer Games electrolytes from Kentucky Performance Products is, we don't know her name, but she sent in an email, and her email address is Colored Cow Horse. Colored Cow Horse, you need to contact us because you're the winner, and we'll email you. Easy Keeper Buckskin Mare, $300. So Easy Keeper Buckskin Mare, this is in Silver Springs. I think that's in Colorado. Buttercup might need to relocate. Motor works but needs new cords and switches. Coin box long gone. Saddle is crap. Her leg is broke, but the vet said it and it works okay. She could use a good grooming. On the upside, she doesn't eat a thing and there's no manure to shovel. Don't try to talk me down. I really don't want to sell her, but need the dough and she may go good home a must.
Can we go ahead and post what the Easy Keeper Buckskin Mare looks like on our Facebook page?
Easy yes, Keeper Jennifer's Buckskin gonna Mare. Do that. Jennifer's gonna post that. Yeah.
It is a coin operated, like old from like 1940s, 50s. I don't know. It's a coin operated horse. What are they called? Like the.
Yeah, the thing you see out outside the Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a coin operated horse. Yeah.
It's a coin operated horse. But the way the ad reads, it's like she did break her leg. The vet said it. It works okay. She could use it in grooming.
She's honest, though, because the saddle is crap.
Yeah. So thank you so much to Colored Cow Horse at Yahoo. Okay, I shouldn't give the email address, I guess. Colored Cow Horse for sending that really bad ad in. The picture is worth a thousand words. We really appreciate it. And you're the winner. The winner is Shelby. Shelby. And I don't know your last name, Shelby, so you definitely need to send us an email. We can send you one at your email address because we have that. This is a great deal. This is from New Boston, I guess, Michigan. I got to get a clear my throat, take a deep breath. It's an awesome AQHA gelding, 24 AQHA points, $4,500. Here we go. Mind you, this is all in capital letters, so I am yelling at you.
With no punctuation.
I'm going to read it like that. I'm going to read it as is. Dandy is a super quiet guy. If you want to win, here's your horse, Sorrel, lots of chrome, open 4-H, your quarter shows, daughter at college, no time, needs loving home, can be rode, bridleless, and western pleasure, must have the knowledge, he has lots of buttons, novice okay, goes by seat and legs, $10,000 horse, but he's come some scarring on girth area, doesn't bother him, just can't show halter, please. Slow-legged, flat-kneed, all-around hunter, west pleasure, please call with questions, very busy.
That was pretty good. You're getting better at those. That was really good.
I know. I have to stretch out my lung capacity and take my inhaler before I do these.
That was really good. That was your best one yet, I have to say.
You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. This is the winners of Really Bad Ads for 2011. We hope you enjoy, and don't forget you can find all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Back live on Monday.
Okay.
The winner.
Our winner chicken dinner goes to two people, Don Bailey and Kelly Utter, because they sent this one in. They both found this one on Craigslist. I don't know if it was a best ever. It was just sent out to every city because it really what they're trying to find a home for is going to take some work. So maybe they just posted it all over the place. Okay. Girlfriend says the cat has to go free tonight. My girlfriend says the cat has to be gone by 12 o'clock tomorrow. She left a little while ago to go hang out with her friends, and I put all her crap on the lawn and will try my best to find her a new home. But if not, there's always the shelter. So what we have here is one mildly attractive yet bitchy soon to find out that she's a homeless ex-girlfriend. She is somewhat housebroken, but I think she's still connected to her mom by her umbilical cord. She's in her mid-20s and not spayed, although she usually takes the pill. Lots of life left in this one. She is up to date on her shots and great with dogs and small children, but does not seem to get along well with cats. She is playful and bathroom trained. If taking over every inch of horizontal space with her stuff in the place is the housebroken, then she is the queen of housebrokenness. She has somewhat of a special diet, though I never figured it out fully, but pretty much it's dictated by whatever her closest friend of that week is into. Raw, vegans, Atkins, Hostess, you get the picture.
I love that.
She will be coming with a whole lot of stuff if it is still there when she comes home, but when I am done here, I am heading over to the free section, so maybe not. Post all this crap. Free. There will not be a rehoming fee. As a matter of fact, I got $34 cash if you can come get her tonight. If you need more, we can hit the ATM. Unless you have PayPal, then we have lots of options.
The main reason I am rehoming her is because she moved in about 9 months ago, and for 3 months everything was great, but then she started bitching about my cat. My cat has lived with me for 11 years since he was abandoned in my yard about 3 weeks old, and I had to bottle feed him and teach him how to do everything a cool male should. In parentheses, hunt, nap, play, hide, chirp like a bird, use out a litter box. This was the most challenging, as I did not have to know how to use one myself, and that made for some awkward moments. In other words, Misdemeanor and I have been kicking it for a long time. And if she thinks I would consider Misdemeanor. In other words, Misdemeanor and I have been kicking it for a long time. And if she thinks I would ever even consider kicking him to the curb, well, need I say more? I may put her up for auction on eBay tonight if my lawyer gives me the okay. And then go get her. There will not be a rehoming fee. As a matter of fact, I got $34 cash if you can get her tonight.
At what point, everybody, did you figure out he was talking about the girlfriend and not the cat? It took me to about the second, third sentence, and then it started to click. This was very well done by this guy.
This is so great. This is just... Samantha, thank you for sending this one in. Samantha. Used chickens, $2. Gently used chickens, like new, plus a couple of days. Five of them have been used for right at a week. To look at them, you would never know they were used at all. What we did use these chickens for, you might ask? Well, first we used them to keep our incubators from floating away. Once they escaped their containerized housing units, we used them to drink up all the water that kept accumulating in our waterers and to eat all this chick starter I had left over from a remodeling project. Now, thankfully for us, they're soaking up a lot of this heat we have in abundance to keep the wood shavings well stirred that we got for composting. We have more escaping every day, so someone please help us and get some of them out of here before they take over the backyard and start riding the goats around like they were pack mules. And the picture is a bunch of little baby chicks. Wow.
Very good.
Samantha. Awesome. So, yeah, gently used chickens. This person has a sense of humor. I like it. I would have bought chickens if I lived in Mount Washington, just because I like the ad. See, I think Kelly's would have been a winner in any other week. So, do you want to hold her?
Let's do Kelly's the next week. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So, because there was a winner today that we had to have, and this is a short one. It was a good week for short ads. And this winner is Samantha from California. And by the way, Samantha, congratulations. You're going to get your...
Jennifer posted the picture of the blurry photo.
Yeah.
Sorry about the pics. My camera's a little blurry. Really bad ads. Somebody wrote under it, May Schneider wrote underneath it, there are better pics out there of the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, do we have a picture of the winner, by the way? Is Jennifer going to be able to post that?
Yes. Okay. We got her the picture of the winner.
Well, this is out of California, I believe. And this is Samantha. And it's really short, but it was funny. So here it is. One bale of straw plus $5. I have one bale of straw plus three slices and one garbage can full, all clean. Phone this number. And then it says, please do not text. Bring own container. I want to keep my garbage can.
Okay.
It's
a bale of straw.
Like one bale of straw and three slices. And a garbage can full.
And a garbage can full, but they want to keep their garbage cans. So you got to bring your own garbage can to put their garbage can full of hay and straw in. And they actually, Glenn, posted a picture.
I haven't seen the picture yet. I got to see the picture.
Well, as you can imagine, it's straw. Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. So,
would drive out there, probably spend $4 in gas at today's prices, to buy one bale of straw plus three slices of a garbage can full? Who would do that?
And what's funny is they call them three slices.
I know.
All right.
And the winner is
Lisa Pinellas Professor Pineas, thank you so much for sending this in. You know, maybe Frank needs a friend. And this sounds like my husband would divorce me in 5 seconds if I were to take this cat. Free to good home, my miserable deaf cat. Free to good home, colon, miserable deaf cat. He is black with a white chest patch, 16 years old, and just gets worse as he gets older. I promised when I took him 8 years ago that I would take care of him, so he needs a good home. He hates to be picked up, he hates kisses, and he hates, most of all, me. He is so antisocial that it took me 3 years to figure out that he is actually totally deaf. My pillow, I thought this was a haiku, my pillow, inside my motorcycle helmet, my clean clothes drawer, inside my dryer, every corner of the house, these are just a few of the places that he has peed. Nothing has escaped the aim of this cat's urine. He is declawed and so far has tolerated a hurricane pretty well. I guess I should let him in. Just kidding, he says in parentheses. If you take my kitty, I swear he will change your life just as he has mine. What I love about this person is he, so far he's tolerated a hurricane pretty well. Guess I should have let him inside.
I think Frank needs a friend in your new house.
Oh, God.
Hey,
yeah, that would
be cat. You get this cat, those dogs ain't good. You guaranteed those dogs will be, they'll have scratch marks across their face. They aren't going to fool around with this cat.
No, because, Glenn, he is declawed. Somebody was mean enough to rip the first knuckle out of this cat and take his claws out, poor thing. So that's why he pees on everything, because he's so mad. Why would you do that?
Oh, I love this line, too. He hates to be picked up. He hates kisses. He hates, most of all, me.
Oh, so tell her, Bob, what she wins.
She wins. And the winner this week is Rachel Mitchell. And Rachel, thank you for sending this in. The winner this week is actually our picture of the week. It's been horse trailer day here at Really Bad Ads. This is a two-horse cow or livestock trailer or heavy-duty landscaping trailer or ? Another open top, 5 foot wide, 7 foot 8 inches long, and 5 foot 8 inches high. 5 foot 8 inch. I wouldn't be able to stand up in this baby, by the way. 2 inch bulldog coupler. Not exactly sure what a bulldog coupler is. This is a solid older trailer in as-is condition. Trailer has no title. Will give bill of sale. They want $500 for this thing, and it looks like something that your 13-year-old son in shop class decided to put together, but it only has one wheel. The other one's flat and doesn't even appear to have a tire on it. And the top is a convertible, and it, even worse than that, it's open. It has piping around the outside. So not only is your horse going to get hit, the top of the mane going to get a little bit flustered, but God forbid a bird flies into this trailer because doing 60 miles an hour, because your horse is going to have a face full of bird. This is one ugly beast.
This is terrible. You wouldn't put a horse in that. There's no way somebody put a horse in that. But we'll post the second picture, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, and they're calling it a two-horse. They're calling it a two-horse.
Oh, good Lord. It's a two-cow.
Baby, two sheep. And the winner of Really Bad Ads this week. This one's a little longer, but bear with us. I think Jamie's going to do a good job reading it. This one's a little longer, but believe me, once I started reading this, I couldn't stop. So it's terrific. And you'll be able to relate to this. Every female out there will be able to relate to this.
Okay, here's the ad. Winner, Kelly Utter, you're going to get the book about Snowman. It's fantastic. So you're very lucky. But thank you for sending this one in. I'm just going to read the ad. Here we go. Once upon a time, in a land called materialism, An adolescent female was mortified to discover that she was the only rider in her barn, not to mention the entire universe, whose saddle had a pair of stirrup irons that retailed for under $100. She went home and cried, begged, campaigned, and pleaded with her dismayed parents to save her from this life-ruining state by providing her with better and more sophisticated stirrups. If she did not soon ride in pricier stirrups, she simply would die. Period. End of story. Her concerned parents asked around and did some research and reluctantly purchased a pair of pricey but highly recommended Herm Springer System 4 safety stirrups and presented them to their daughter as a gift on Christmas morning. Upon unwrapping the stirrups, her eyes widened and she squealed in delight and thanked her mother and father profusely for saving her life and her barn popularity status and sparing her any future association with those basic low-priced things, end quote. She happily disappeared into her room, taking her boxed stirrups of enlightenment with her. Her parents turned to one another with tears in their eyes and said to the other, "Don't we have a great daughter, honey?" Mwah. The other agreed, and they contentedly put the Great Stirrup miniseries to rest. Flash forward 3 months. This same daughter announces she is, air quotes, retiring from riding. "Oh, are you 65 now?" her bemused mother thought to herself, in order to spend more time with her friends. Seeing this as an opportunity to sever the umbilical cord from the checkbook to the barn, her parents wholeheartedly supported the daughter's decision. Her horse and all of its many accessories were soon sold off. Flash forward 1 year. Their beloved daughter, now away at college, mom and dad decide to make some much-needed changes around the house. Part of this plan is to reclaim their daughter's room as a home office for themselves and to relocate her belongings to a smaller guest room. With her disinterested consent via telephone, they proceeded to pack up their daughter's room. Saving the worst for last, they flipped a coin to decide who had the unpleasant task of emptying the closet of dishonor, a space where all things unwanted, unloved, unused, or all three, were tossed into and forgotten by their daughter. The girl's mother lost the coin toss, and she cautiously entered the closet while her father surveyed from a safe distance. Only minutes later, he heard a cry of disbelief from his wife, followed by many expletives, followed by their daughter's name. She emerged from the closet, holding something behind her back. The look on her face was the very definition of pure rage as she prompted her husband to guess what she had found. Fearing the worst, he asked, "Is it anything illegal, embarrassing, or carcinogenic?" "No, but something that cost us a great deal of money, sleep, and sanity," she replied, and then revealed her found closet treasure. Another round of curses exploded as her husband took them in the Herm Springer stirrups from the previous Christmas, the ones they had proudly given to their poor, poor, understirruped, and desperate daughter. The box had been excavated from his wife from beneath a mountain of forgotten sweaters and purses. It was still sealed and unopened, and the stirrups of enlightenment had obviously not been used once. Eyes narrowed. They stared at each other. "Punish," one said. "No, humiliate," spat the other. They thought and conspired, and then finally, through gritted teeth and teeth in an icy tone, one broke the silence. "Don't we have a great daughter?" Question mark. That same evening, this eBay ad was comprised by one while the other went to make a surprise phone call to their daughter. So, for sale by auction by two very angry parents is a pair of Herm Springer System 4 English stirrups size 4.5. They are still brand spanking new in their original sealed box and typically retail for about $230. They have sat safely enveloped and protected from the world and the elements under a pile of unappreciated sweaters in our daughter's Chamber of Horrors closet and will arrive to their highest bidding new owner completely pristine and ready for work. These are high-quality stirrups that deserve a chance to prove their reputation for excellent performance. We hope they will go to someone who will use them and love them. If you are buying them for a teenage female, we don't want to know about it.
Very well read.
I'm going to go pick a nap now. However,
Kelly Utter. You get the book, baby. Woo-hoo! And I got to do that, and that was very fun for me.
Now, what was that thing that your dad bought for you that you never used?
I'll have to mull that over for the weekend and probably make a phone call to him.
That'll be Monday's question, and we'll hope your dad's not listening on Monday. All right,
you know what, though? I got to tell you that I bought something for my brother one time. Like, this was a huge purchase, and it was a autographed Dale Murphy baseball bat. Big deal. He was like the Brave. His number's retired. It's very hard to find. I got an autographed Dale Murphy baseball bat. And when I was moving to Phoenix, I went downstairs to see if I could find anything. And alas, in his closet of shame, laying underneath a pile of clothes, was said autographed Dale Murphy bat. Guess where autographed Dale Murphy bat is right now?
Hanging on your wall?
It's in my mantle, baby. He didn't even know it. He hasn't even realized that 3.5 years ago, I stole his autographed Dale Murphy bat, and it is now in my house. So there you go. It happens all the time.
You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. This is the winners of Really Bad Ads for 2011. We hope you enjoy, and don't forget, you can find all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Back live on Monday.
All right, it is time for our winners. And the first winner goes out to Dawn Bailey. And we're going to have Jamie read this because this is right up your alley.
I don't know if I should yell during this because the entire thing is in all caps, but I'm starting to lose my voice and I need to sing along with Garth Brooks tomorrow. So I'm not, I mean, he might have me up on stage to sing a song with him. You know, that Trisha Yearwood duet he did. So I'm not going to yell so I don't damage my beautiful vocal cords. So I'm just going to read it as is.
Before Before you start, let's just say that the reason that she won is this ad has everything wrong that we talk about in all the other ads, all the capitalization throughout the whole thing, the no punctuation, the misspellings. This one has everything. It is probably the quintessential really bad ad. Okay.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. And it's really not even what they say or what they're selling. But the title is Sensitive Plan. Sensitive Plan. And the photo is of a potted plant. And here's the ad. I have these plan called Sensitive Plan, or some call it Touch Me Plan, Touch Me Not Plan. I have two of them as an indoor plan because they look like worm weather. I have them outside for the summer, but now that it's getting cold, we're moving them inside. So the reason I'm selling them is I don't have room in my house. They're beautiful, but I don't have room for them in my house. I'm asking $10 each on pretty cheap. They usually cost $20 or more in the store. Call or text me at blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Everything is misspelled. There's no punctuation. It's all in capital letters. Dawn Bailey, you hit the trifecta.
And what they were selling was the plant, P-L-A-N-T, but the entire way through the ad it said plan. It took me reading this 6 times till I figured out what they were actually selling.
And they're actually, it's not even sensitive. I shouldn't have given them that much credit. It actually is spelled Sensitive. Sensitive plan. $10.
But it's cheap.
Thank you.
It's cheap.
Thank you, Dante.
It's cheap,
yeah.
Just like Jen from the ad before. All right, this one, by the way, Dawn gets her socks. She gets the 3-pack of socks, so we appreciate that, you sending that in. This next one goes out to Pat Lee, this one was great. It's sent in from the Silver Spring Township Newsletter, and it's activities for all ages, and they apparently, it's a newsletter that goes out to, I don't know, seniors or something about things they can do. And she wins this because this person is just, that wrote this ad, is just a genius. It's just absolute genius.
It's brilliant. I don't know why we haven't thought of this before. And I live so close to Sedona, Arizona, the heart of like vortexes and crystal worshiping, that I might be able to make some money doing this.
Exactly. Okay, so here it is. The title is Zen and the Art of Horse Grooming, ages 18 plus.
Spend a relaxing hour grooming a horse. Your worries will vanish as you reconnect with nature and enjoy your quality time brushing a majestic thoroughbred at our Mechanicsburg stable. You will learn the proper way to safely groom a horse and at the same time release your own inner tensions. No riding. Session, Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Time, an hour session scheduled with Julie. Location, Honeysuckle Fair Farm. Fee, $25 an hour. Yes, people, you are going to have to pay $25 to go groom somebody else's horse.
God, they're so brilliant. Why haven't we thought about this? My God, a Zen session where you release your own tensions by grooming a cross-tied pawing thoroughbred? Are you kidding me? Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah, this is another one that requires a follow-up. Did she, in fact, get anybody to bite on this?
Dude, do we have their number? Please, Padley, send us the number for this place, because I think it is time to start following up on these. Okay, who actually pays you to come groom your horses? And how do you do that? How do you justify that now? And how can I sell that to other people? So tell me how you sell that so
well,
I can now sell that
this.
To other people.
Julie from Honeysuckle Fair Farm is the second most brilliant marketer to Steve Jobs. For her to have thought of this and think that it could actually work, and probably she has people taking her up on it, is just unbelievably brilliant marketing.
It really is. Hey, you know our show is over, but I do want to find out. I want to call the chicken guy and see if anybody paid $2,500 for the chicken statue. All you have to do is call that number and be like, hey, you still got the chicken statue? And he'll be like, yep, or nope, I sold it, and then we'll have our answer. The crotchety barn cat, I would love to know if anybody actually took the cat with that awesome ad that sold it. I want to talk to the neighbor of the satellite guy person and be like, what is that guy's house look like? I would like to know how much the girl gets for lessons, $15 for an hour and a half. How much training did she actually do? How many horses did the lady get that wanted a cheaper free horse that was crippled or broke or something like that? I want to know. We need follow-ups. I need follow-ups.
And now our winner this week.
Yes, our winner this week would be Brandy Bryant. Brandy Bryant, congratulations. You are getting your very own copy of Buck the Film. And I am going to also send with it a nasty note for sending me another one of these stupid no punctuation things to read. I have to clear my throat, get ready, because this is a beautiful blue roan for anyone. Anyone, $1,500. This blue roan has been started doing everything from roping ranch work, reining, trail riding, eye turn, cutting horses, and I put a great handle on young horses. This horse is Hancock and Blue Valentine. He's on his way to being a great one. I've trained over 100 horses in my time, and he is ready to go do anything. He will track steers, and he has been headed off of, but I'm no pro roper. I am a trainer that puts a great headset handle and stop on my 3-year-old son, rides him a lot, and he is great with kids. This horse is very laid back, and he's a 4-year-old, and he is ready to go for anyone.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this, the winners of the really bad ads. We got most of them in for this year. There's still some we didn't get into this hour, but we hope you did enjoy them, taking a look back at all those episodes, all those Fridays. We certainly do enjoy doing them. We'll have much more for you to come next year. We have a lot of new things planned for next year as well, some new segments and some things that we haven't done before, so we're looking forward to that. We'll be doing more live remotes, and we've been asked to go more places, so we hope to bring you some excitement from around the country as well. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you being part of the show. And, of course, you can take a look at your Craigslist in your local area and send in your really bad ads to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. We'll be doing one again next week, so get your entries in now. I'm sure we'll have something cool for a prize for next next week as well. That's Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with really bad ads in the subject line. That's it for today. Have a terrific day. Give your horses a hug for us. Give them a carrot for us. We really appreciate you being here every day that you are. We'll be back again tomorrow with another fun episode and then back live again on Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody.